In this episode, What About Children? Part 2, Children During Your Ceremony.
Hi there, bridal couples-to-be.
Welcome to How to Get Married in Holland,
the ultimate wedding podcast of and about the Netherlands.
We, wedding ceremony experts, aka celebrants Daphne and Jasperin, share all ins and outs of getting married in our flat and fabulous country.
Enjoy listening. Yes, kids, attending your wedding ceremony. It can be quite fun and it can be quite loud.
Yes, it can be.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It always adds a certain bit of lightness.
Yes.
Spontaneity. One thing I always say when guests have small children, which I always check with the couple prior to the ceremony, if there are children that are like 2 years old, please let them move. Don't keep them on your lap because they will start screaming, that's for sure. And letting them go adds to the, I don't know, it adds to the atmosphere. It makes it lighter. It makes it fun. Although you have to make sure as a wedding officiant, I believe, that that particular child, if it's a small child that you let walk or that the parents let go of, that it doesn't become the star of the show, because there are only two stars of the show, and that's the couple, the bride and the groom.
Yeah, and that they don't block the view of the photographer or the videographer.
You have to.
And you can't direct it. It's something that happens within the moment.
Yes, yes, always. No. But, you know, generally, kids during the ceremony, what about them?
Yeah, what about them? Well, it all depends on their ages, right? Because, you know, when they're 10 and older, I think it's perfectly fine for them to listen to the story. And of course, we do our very best to keep it very entertaining and engaging. So that's quite all right. But when they're younger, even though if you opt for a compact ceremony, you know, for like 30 minutes or so, it is a long time.
It is a long time. Yes.
I try to engage,
try to engage them within the ceremony. So at the beginning, you can make them feel important, you know, asking them the question, oh, do you know why, what is happening here today? It already sets them in motion. It makes them feel important. So that already bridges a small part of the ceremony in terms of attention span, which I believe is always a good one. And sometimes when you see that they are, you know, still sitting there but starting to get bored, you can interact with them again in a fun way.
Make them feel seen is also very important, I think. And make them feel heard when they get to answer a question. Yeah. They feel important when they can attribute something or do something. And of course, you can choose to, in the last episode, we spoke about the option of having a professional, hiring a nanny, to have the kids in another room, entertaining with arts and crafts or games or videos or a movie. And I also once had the kids present during my introduction and my welcome. And then I asked every kid to stand and they could follow the nanny. And they made beautiful wedding wands. Those are little sticks, with all kinds of ribbons on it and little bells. And when we've reached the moment of union, after that, I invited them back and I presented the newlyweds. And then all the kids formed honorary rows and they went along with their wedding wands. And they felt so special because they made those magical things.
What I do sometimes is that I, especially with the younger kids, that I sort of explain very shortly, explain what the ceremony outline is going to be and that the couple definitely is going to kiss. And that, exactly. And that after the kiss, I want a loud applause. And then I invite them to, you know, like make it sort of a competition, see who can applaud the loudest.
Yeah.
Which normally works. Sometimes it sort of explodes, but still. And then, you know, I have like a little prize for them, which I also check with the couple, because normally it's like a little sweet in the form of a heart or, you know, a packet of raisins. Always trying to make sure that there are no allergies and that the parents agree, the parents of the particular children, that they agree that I give them something.
Yeah.
You know, that's make it engaging. Keep them quiet by providing them something to do.
Yeah.
Like a drawing. Let them come forward and pick a drawing and then I, you know, sit and make sure they have their own present to give to the couple, which yeah. I think works quite well as well.
Yeah, you know, if you tell them what you expect of them, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Listen to the story, mm-hmm. you can do this, you mm-hmm. can say this, mm-hmm. when they can say mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. You said, you know, applaud very loud mm-hmm. After the kiss. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I also invite them that they can call out, you may kiss the bride, or something more nice. Unexpected, you may yeah. kiss the groom, yeah. right?
That's nice.
And that's also yeah, a very fun thing to engage him within the ceremony. Mm.
Something is happening.
Something is happening. I have to pause for one moment. And we're back. Yeah, life happens also when you're, you know, podcasting. And this is the case. So my husband, Richard, he brings me coffee each and every day. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me holding
Lucky
my
you.
Cup. But this time he put it down and I got my whole surroundings covered with cloths and scarves to give you the best audio sound. And he didn't notice my phone was underneath. So the whole cup
fell over.
Went over to the technical parts and it was a bit of a stressful situation. Mm. But hey, like I said, that's life. And we're back again.
We're back.
So we were talking about kids during the yep. ceremony. And I said, well, sometimes I ask them to, you know, call out, kiss the bride or you may kiss the groom. Mm. And you said, you know, very nice gesture, giving them some sweets. Mm. Sometimes a goodie bag yep. is also a yep. great option
yep.
to hand out before the ceremony starts,
yep.
especially when there's a label on it with their name.
Mm.
You know, they feel like VIPs,
yeah.
very important kids. Is this for me? Yes, this is especially for you.
Mm.
With
make
also
sure the bag is not of paper because that makes a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. Talking yeah. about noise, there's one thing that I also always check with parents if they do bring or guests who are parents. If they do bring their babies, that they bring things to entertain the baby that don't make a lot of noise.
No.
So no rattle.
Ringle, dingle,
yeah,
rattle
yeah, yeah.
things.
Or musical toys, but, you know, quiet things.
Yeah,
it does make a difference. You don't want the baby to steal the show. The couple has to be the focus point of the
That's
ceremony.
True. And bring a soother.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Talking about the soother, you had a funny story.
Oh, yeah. There once was a couple, and that's their right, of course, but they weren't using soothers for their little one.
Mm-hmm.
They thought, you know, he has to soothe himself.
Yeah.
But in this case, well, he kept on crying and making sounds. Mm. And it was, at first it was adorable and everyone was like, oh, but then it got a bit, yeah, annoying, to be honest, because it was, yeah, taking away the attention
yeah.
from the couple, from yeah. the story. No one could hear the story anymore. Mm. And yeah, what to do? And that's a good thing. To discuss before the wedding, before the ceremony with your officiant, okay, what to do when things get out of hand, when things, when the noise is too loud, or does the officiant has the freedom to request the parents to leave with the kid?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always a bit awkward moment because I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable.
Well, if you check that, you know, when you see the guests coming and when you know there are a few guests with a baby or with a small child, you can connect with them prior to the ceremony and say, hey, you know, I love having the child, the baby around, but, you know, when it really starts to make too much noise, maybe you could go out for a bit to...
Yeah, feel free to walk away, take a minute.
Yes, and then they can come back. It's not that they can't come back.
No, of course not. And sometimes they feel obligated to be seated, right? And when they know they have the freedom to walk away for a minute or go outside or... But in this particular case, the grandfather was fed up with the whole crying and things, and he put his pinky in the mouth of his grandson, said, there you are.
There you go.
So it was like an organic soother.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So main thing is that we should keep our little ones engaged within the ceremony. There are lots of options. It's important to communicate with the couple so they know, or they can indicate what they expect, because that's, of course, the main thing. It's about them. And then we will make it a good professional wedding officiant will make it work for everyone.
And make it playful, because you have a wonderful solution as well, which is a great tip, I think. And it's called wedding bingo.
Oh, yes, the wedding bingo. Yes, I make cards. Once I've written my speech, I make cards. Instead of numbers, I put on words on the card and they can just tick it off. And then once again, at the end, there's like a small prize, which is in the form of, you know, a little cardboard box of raisins or a lollipop or, you know, some heart-shaped sweets. Always checking with the couple, the bridal couple, that there are no allergies and that the parents are okay with it. But yes, keep them entertained. And all will be well.
Okay. See you next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Get Married in Holland.
We look forward to share more about organizing your wedding day in the Netherlands in the next episode.
Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss anything.
Any questions in the meantime?
Please ask wedding celebrants Daphne or Jasperin. You can find us, plus the show notes, on Instagram.
And if you love this podcast, please leave a review.
It gives us a higher ranking, so more fun international couples with Dutch wedding plans will be able to find us.
Until next time.